Of course, that was a great win for the community and this university. A lot of people were excited about it. Our guys understood, what this game meant, and they came out, they were ready to play. And so, to have that and then to be able to say for the next 364 days that we own the 757 is something that we'll take pride in.
Got a question this afternoon for Brian Smith. Go ahead, Brian.
Rich, good afternoon.
Good
Was
afternoon.
this as complete a game as you've seen so far, just three games in from your team?
Yes, no. I thought our defense played lights out, swarming to the ball. We were able to get the ball to about nine different receivers. I thought we were very balanced in our run passing, but there were still some things that we had a chance to really put them away right before halftime, and had some costly penalties that kind of got us out of range. And so you're disappointed about that. We still had 10 10 penalties, which you're never excited about that. So we had knocked it down to two the week before, now back up to 10. So, in a sense, you're saying, yes, we did play well in all three phases of the game. But, as a coach, you always are looking at, how could we have done so much better? And so when we look at, the off defense, when we gave up the touchdown, we had three penalties on that drive that allowed them to score. So, yeah, you're somewhat, from what we've seen in the first 2 weeks and looking at week three, yeah, you feel like, man, that was a one of the complete games that we played, but yet there's still a lot that we can clean up to be better.
Last night on our over sports overtime show, I said publicly about you. I said I bow down to you because you did the two quarterback system. I remember asking you about that, and I said, "Yeah, he knows what he's doing." How helpful is it? Does it throw teams off as to who to prepare for?
You know what? I don't know what it does for them. I know for us, we just feel comfortable that we have two guys that we can bring into the football game at any time and play. And so for us, it's just a natural thing for us, to practice both of them, going with the twos, going with the ones. They probably both get almost an equal amount of reps during the week of practice. And so it's kind of just how they're playing throughout the week and practicing, and then what we're seeing during the game that we decide, hey, let's go with one or the other. So for us, it's nothing. For other teams, yeah, they may have to figure out kind of what they want to do when they see one or the other quarterback come in.
Go from Virginia Union to Norfolk State. Now you got Howard. Are you kind of going, what did I get somebody upset? Is that how you feel right now?
No, to be honest, you know what? I'm excited about it just because it keeps us going. You really don't have a lull in the week because you played Morgan State in week one, and that's a rivalry. And then you've got Virginia Union week two, that's a rivalry. And then Norfolk, that's a rivalry. And then now the team up north, you play, and this is going to be the 98th meeting between us two. So to be honest, I enjoy it because it keeps you going. Our guys know, hey, every week we got to get up and play. So to for us, it's exciting. We don't look at it as, man, what did we do to deserve this? It's, hey, every week we know we're going to get up and play. And so and you're playing for the community, you're playing for the university, because all four of these games are very special to the community and to this university.
Describe the dynamic of the battle for the real HU if someone knew nothing about it.
It is special because it is who is the real HU. The alumni on both sides are amazing. The venue is amazing. We recruit in that area, they recruit in this area. It's bragging rights for, again, for another 364 days of who is the real HU. And so to be a part of this and where we play it at Audi Field, and just everybody, after the game was over, it was congratulations. Now Are you ready for the game next week? And so it's exciting. It's a must-see situation, and our guys are already pumped up about it.
Now, I think because it's Howard, I guess it's easier to get your guys to focus. But, you know, I asked Coach London this, and I said, oh, my gosh, Hampton's right around the corner. Are you how are you trying to tell your guys, I know we got Howard, but let's not think about William and Mary. Or is that not a problem at all, given the fact that it is Howard?
Yeah, right now it's not a problem. Our guys understand the significance of this game, and how important it is to get ourselves in a position to get ready to play conference play. And so they know we talk about it. It's one day at a time. It's one play at a time. And you know, and that's how we approach it. We're not going to look past anybody. And the fact that this game is the kind of game it is, you can't.
One last thought from a coaching aspect for you personally. What are you learning about yourself being in this position? Because this is literally under fire and you're making it look easy.
I don't know if I'm making it look easy, but, you know, I'm just taking all the things that I've learned in the past. Again, I can't stress enough of the coaching staff that I have, guys that are with veteran backgrounds, that been head coaches, that's been coordinators. And so, you know, it's easy to lean on those guys and talk to those guys and just take the stuff that I've learned in the past. And again, I think me being here for 4 years before all this happened has made it a smoother transition, just because I've been here on the campus. I've been in these games. So it's not like playing these teams are new. You know, I've been a part of this. And so, you know, and then at the end of the day, man, I put it in God's hands, because he can do it better than I can. So just those things and staying even keel. And if it looks easy to you guys, I know I pray on it a lot. So, but we're okay.
Thank you, Coach.
No problem.
Chairman, before I let you go, your defense in week one, especially against Morgan State, struggled to stop the run, and then first half a little bit against Virginia Union. Saturday, you hold Norfolk State to 59 yards rushing, 9 first downs for the game. You mentioned time of possession. Where have you seen the biggest growth in your defense?
Just those guys really starting to trust, you know, what our defense is asking, defensive coaches and asking them to do. They've had a great game plan, and they're starting now to really hone in and trust what the coaches are teaching. You know, we did have some new pieces, you know, at the beginning of this season. So you're trying to get guys, you know, used to playing with each other. And that's what you're starting to see, is that camaraderie and that cohesiveness starting to come together on that side of the ball. And it really showed up, you know, this Saturday.
All right, Trent, thanks so much for your time this afternoon. Good luck Saturday against Howard, up at what should be a great atmosphere.